There was once a day, not that long ago, when Democratic candidates for Congress or governor would love to have President Obama come help them campaign. The big rallies, the big airplane, the big entourage, it was a big deal. Well, those days are gone now. With President Obama's approval ratings underwater, NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports that there are a lot of places where his presence could hurt more than help.
President Obama's job approval rating is somewhere in the low 40s. Ask people what they think of the president, and you'll get a lot of this.
You know, I don't want to bash anyone on this.
Barb Kerr is a Republican from Milton, New York.
I don't see a lot of accomplishments out of his administration. These last issues really bother me with what's going on. I think we have to be a little stronger in some areas.
She's talking about the president's response to ISIS and the beheading of two American journalists. But even people who voted for Obama say they're disappointed.
It was our pipe dream, like, this is going to be great, and it just didn't happen.
Mike Kelly is a registered independent.
I feel bad for the guy. He just got stopped.
Florida Democrat Kathy Froelich supports the Affordable Care Act, but worries U.S. troops could get drawn into the conflict in Syria.
If it were me, I would be counting days till I could just turn it over to somebody else because, I mean, everything is his fault. Everything.
What she means is it seems like he just can't win. Case in point, the uproar over last week's latte salute. This is the point in a presidency, in the middle of the second term, when public sentiment tends to sour. Unfortunately for President Obama and Democrats, there's a midterm election right around the corner. And many of the senators up for re-election are Democrats in red states. Dave Heller is a Democratic political consultant.
Every one of these people who are up in 14 who have to contend with the degree to which the president is a problem for them were the people who were riding the president's coattails into office in 2008.
And let's just say they're not likely to show their appreciation by inviting President Obama to campaign for them.
It's very hard for any human being, president or otherwise, to say, I'm not popular here, people don't like me here, it's better if I just stay away.
The White House hasn't announced a fall campaign schedule for the president, and perhaps tempering expectations, an administration official said it isn't about where they land Air Force One. It's about how the president can help. In Obama's case, that has meant nearly 40 closed-door fundraisers so far this year. In 2006, George W. Bush had even lower numbers than Obama does now, and he launched a 10-state victory tour right before the midterms. The stops were in mostly deep red, largely rural states. The last stop of the tour was in Florida, where Bush campaigned for then-Republican candidate for governor Charlie Crist. Bush went to the most heavily Republican part of the state, but the candidate he was there to support opted to campaign at a bagel shop far, far away.
The official line is that he was in Palm Beach County to make sure that he was going to get South Florida moderate voters to vote for him.
George Lemieux is sticking with that story. He was Crist's campaign manager and went on to serve briefly as a U.S. senator. He says there are a number of Democrats on the ballot now who would rather not share a stage with the president.
I guarantee you that Mary Landrieu in Louisiana and Kay Hagan in North Carolina and Mark Pryor in Arkansas and other states that voted for Mitt Romney, where the senators are up for a re-election, do not want the president in their state.
President Obama begins his closing argument for the fall campaigns tomorrow with an economic speech in Chicago, a city in a state that's about as blue as you can get. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.